All right, today is Wednesday. It is October 7th, 2020. This is Mike Adams here with the Daily News Brief from naturalnews.com. Thank you for joining me. Just a quick programming note here. I have canceled most of my interviews for the remainder of this month because I feel a sense of urgency about personal preparedness, in particular, tactical engagements at night for self-defense. So I'm doing a lot of night training with night vision and rifles that are set up for night vision and so on and so forth. And it's one of those areas that a lot of people never train in, you know, low light shooting and night shooting and so on. But I, based on what I'm hearing and what I know, I have a sense of urgency about what is coming. And I want to make sure that I'm ready to defend my ranch and possibly my community, my state, maybe my nation, against those who are trying to destroy it. So let this be a reminder to you as well to get prepared. And if I'm concerned about the fact that I'm not prepared enough, then that's a red flag. That means something big, because people always tell me I'm the most prepared person they know. And even I'm like, I'm going to have to, you know, reprioritize here and do more preparedness. All right, with that said, Trump has now ordered the complete declassification of all Russia hoax documents, and also related to Hillary Clinton's email scandal. Now, we know these deep state traitors such as John Brennan, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, James Comey, and many others were involved in a criminal conspiracy to overthrow the duly elected president of the United States. They got caught, as Trump recently said. The documents exist to prove the smoking gun evidence, and Trump has now ordered all those documents released. And today I'm arguing that if Gina Haspel, head of the CIA, won't release those documents, or if Christopher Wray, head of the FBI, won't release those documents, they should both be arrested, charged with treason, prosecuted, and executed if found guilty in a court of law, because they are traitors to the United States of America, and it's time for Trump to stop messing around. Arrest them, charge them, prosecute them, execute them. Replace them with someone who will follow the law, release the documents, set the record straight for the history of this country, tell the American people the truth about what criminals Obama and Clinton and Comey and Brennan really are. They are criminals. They should be stripped. All power should be stripped from them. All pensions stripped from them. They should be behind bars or worse, depending on what the court of law decides is appropriate for them. So check out that story on naturalnews.com today, where I've listed other traitors who should be arrested and prosecuted, including big tech CEOs, and the fake news so-called journalists who are actually working for communist China to undermine and overthrow the United States of America. That story is up on Natural News right now. Next story, take the vaccines or lose your job. The Bill Gates medical police state is making its intentions clear. Bill Gates is maneuvering to make sure that if you don't agree to take his kill shot, which will kill you eventually, it's all about depopulation, then you will lose your job. You won't be able to have an income, probably won't be able to shop for groceries. You will have a vaccine social credit score, and if that score is too low, you won't be able to even hold down a job, collect a paycheck, or participate in society. Maybe you won't even be allowed to vote in future elections. This is what Bill Gates is trying to do, because Bill Gates is at war with humanity, and he wants to mass murder billions of people. There, I said it. Yeah, let's not beat around the bush. Okay, speaking of criminals against humanity, the Colorado Secretary of State is openly urging non-citizens and dead people to register to vote so that she can help steal the state for Democrats. This is how Democrats plan to win. It's all about election fraud, dead people voting, illegals voting. They're also going to trash the mail-in votes of Trump supporters and make sure that only Biden votes ever count. This election is being stolen every day right now, including with the censorship of the tech giants. So that's selective censorship of conservatives. Next story, is COVID-19 a product of the Chinese military? Of course it is. We have the whistleblower scientists who has gone on the record showing that this was engineered by the CCP military as a weapon against humanity. So why isn't China being blamed for all the deaths associated with this? According to official statistics, almost 210,000 Americans are now dead because of COVID-19. Those are deaths by the Chinese. Those are Chinese military deaths. This is an act of war against America, and America must respond to China with something similar, something on the same scale as an act of war, a biological weapon, something like that. We'll see what happens, but look for conflict in the South China Sea. And by the way, thanks to Trump having the COVID coronavirus, the entire left has now become COVID conspiracy theorists, where they're saying that he's faking the infection. So now every left-wing lunatic out there is sounding like a what they call a fringe conspiracy theorist, because they're saying that I guess COVID doesn't really exist in Trump, that he's making it all up. Gosh, I thought that was the alt-right fringe media that was saying COVID doesn't exist. But no, now it's the left as well. Unbelievable. Next story, the coronavirus pandemic is upending America's food security system. More families are going to experience food insecurity by the end of 2020. Now, actually, this story is much bigger than you think. There's also another story coming out soon about a nationwide food bank network that is sounding the alarm on how they are, I don't know what it was, billions of pounds short of food that's going to be needed throughout 2021, because there are, well, millions of families that now can't buy enough food, apparently, because of the food inflation, food prices, which also has to do with money printing by the Fed, the debasement of the currency, and so on, but also left-wing governors like Newsom shutting down food production in their states as acts of war against the United States of America. Remember, Democrats are at war with America, and they're shutting down infrastructure in order to try to crush this nation. All right, next story. Trump is questioning the new stringent FDA guidelines for Operation Warp Speed. The FDA and Trump are butting heads, so to speak. The FDA wants to slow this down and take more time, which is fascinating because the FDA is usually rushing vaccines. Trump wants to move ahead full speed to push out Operation Warp Speed. But remember, I think this has never been about vaccines. Trump is using this to position military assets in cities across America. He needs vaccines as a cover story to say that this is why military assets are being put in all of these 50 major cities. So the FDA slowing down the vaccines is not about vaccine safety. It's about the FDA trying to thwart Trump's plan for invoking the Insurrection Act. That's why Trump is doing what he's doing. That's why the FDA is doing what they're doing. This is a battle about control over the country. It has nothing to do with vaccines, really. And by the way, speaking of COVID-19, we have another story. Sufficient vitamin D levels can prevent severe COVID-19 outcomes, including death. So this story, which is rooted in a lot of really solid science, shows that vitamin D prevents people from dying from COVID. And it begs the question, why hasn't the media promoted vitamin D? Huh? Oh, because they're all big pharma whores. You know, why haven't members of Congress promoted vitamin D? Oh, because they're all paid off by big pharma. Why haven't the medical journals talked about vitamin D? Oh, because they're just big pharma whores. Also, big pharma controls everything in the country. And as a result, they are withholding information that would save lives. And that information is that vitamin D saves lives. Vitamin D boosts immune function against COVID-19 and many other infectious diseases, including respiratory diseases, by the way, such as tuberculosis. So we know vitamin D works. We know zinc works. We know vitamin C works. And yet you're not allowed to say that. You also get banned on big tech platforms. And by the way, speaking of platforms, be sure to join Brighteon.social, where we now have over 10,000 users, and it's breaking news every minute of every day, it seems. I'm monitoring Brighteon.social. I'm getting great story leads that I'm assigning to my editorial staff to cover breaking stories that are happening all across the world. It's amazing. It's the best news feed of all. So check that out at Brighteon.social. Join up. My username there is @HealthRanger. All right, finally, a couple other stories. Humans are directly responsible for 97% of all the wildfires that threaten homes in the United States. It's people setting things on fire. What do you know? A lot of it's arson. Also, waves of trash washing up on the pristine beaches of Honduras. And the FBI finds discarded absentee ballots with Trump votes in Pennsylvania. So here we go. Oh, and by the way, here's a funny story. The undecided voters that were featured on an NBC town hall, they were the same actors who were featured as, quote, decided voters who were pro-Joe Biden voters on MSNBC a few weeks earlier. So all these people are actors. When the media puts together a town hall event or an undecided voter event, it's all staged, folks. It's all actors. It's all fiction, 100% fiction. Everything the mainstream media tells you, every time they say they're talking to an undecided person, they're all actors. And of course, they use crisis actors for crisis events as well. We've known this for years. So that's the truth about what's happening in America and around the world right now. I want to thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Be sure to check out my channel of podcasts at brighteon.com. That channel is called HR Report. And also check out my survival how-to videos at prepwithmike.com. Thank you for listening.